You probably know the story about the Buddha who had an awakening and spent his life sharing his teaching with whomever he encountered. Many people were greatly moved by what he taught. Others thought he was crazy or a simpleton. Perhaps that's because his teaching was, in fact, quite simple. He refrained from philosophical debate and wasn't interested in discussions about such things as the fundamental nature of reality or the meaning of life. His teaching was about how we perceive and live our life. And he expressed that teaching in what he called the Eightfold Path. He sometimes expressed that teaching in various ways. He sometimes described it as medicine to treat the dis-ease that plagues our lives, and sometimes as an antidote to the three poisons of greed, anger, and delusion. I think it's interesting that what he put first on this list was right view. Most of the other eight are what we could call activities, such as speech, action, livelihood, effort, and meditation. These are things that we do. Right view, on the other hand, could be seen as passive. How would we do right view? We do it by making a choice. The word right might be misleading, as we tend to contrast it with wrong. And perhaps a better way to say it would be clear view or awakened view. And it's an ability we already possess. We don't need to acquire a clear view. We simply need to see and appreciate what clouds our perception of this life as it is. Last week, I talked about the case where Nansen pointed to a flower in the garden and said, "People these days see this flower as though they were in a dream." Nansen was talking about right view. He advises that we can awaken from the self-centered dream and see the flower or anything else as it is. How we do that is fairly simple, but not always easy. The first step is to notice, to become aware of how we are stuck in our ideas and beliefs about how our life should or shouldn't be. What follows is the opportunity to realize that those ideas are based on the assumption that we are a self in a world of other. When we see the impermanent and ungraspable nature of this life, and when we see through the illusion of self and other, we can only manifest right view. This is why our Zazen is so beneficial and necessary. It offers us a chance to be just this moment experiencing, and to notice all of the thoughts, feelings, and sensations that arise in the here and now. It allows us to embrace what it means to be a human being and to be aware of how we demand that this life be the way that we want it to be. The practice of right view is to make a choice, moment by moment, not to focus on our gaze on how we want things to be, not to ignore the parts we wish weren't there, and not to close our eyes to the experience of this moment. It's simply looking at what's right in front of us all the time. After the morning sittings lately, we have been looking at Bodhisattva's vow, which alludes to right view by advising us to look at the real form of the universe and to see that all is the never-failing manifestation of this mysterious truth of the awakened life. All means everything. What we like and don't like. What we want and don't want. We might want practice to be about peace and contentment, but nothing can be excluded from our practice. And it's never failing. No matter what we think or believe, it's right here, never failing. There are no hidden secrets that we need to discover in our practice. It's always just this never-failing manifestation of what is. And so we need look no further. So, right view isn't perceiving something in a unique or special way. It isn't acquiring a skill or ability that we don't possess. It's simply being who and what we are. The perfection that is unceasingly manifest as our life, just as it is, right here and right now. Thank you.